Dickens' classic tale is one of the most famous holiday stories, but there are plenty of others out there, of course, and I found out more about those while visiting the Belfry with Sarah Harrison. She's a children's and family literacy librarian at the Greater Victoria Public Library's Saanich Centennial Branch.
The Christmas Carol has been rewritten. It's everywhere. There's so many different versions and for many different ages. So A Christmas Carol has turned into, it's been turned into a romance. It's also been turned into a mystery. It's been illustrated for the very young. It's also been illustrated for teenagers and adults. Certain characters have been reimagined, so they've been brought to life and turned into new stories. We have a story about Tiny Tim as a teenager, a story about Marley, who's actually been transformed into a female character. The supernatural has morphed into vampires and zombies.
Is that just in the last few years that that happened?
Yeah. And for specific audiences too, mainly the teen audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and what's behind that, do you think? I mean, it's just too good of a story not to want to expand on?
Oh, exactly. It's hard not to carry on the story and turn it into something new for this generation. We love the supernatural. Vampires, we love reading about them. So let's make this a story for today. Let's cater it to today's audience and give them the types that they want to read about. I have a great example of a graphic novel. So these are huge today. People love reading graphic novels. This is called Scrooge. It's true to the words of Dickens. It's been reimagined by two French illustrators, Rodolphe and Estelle Ménard, and it's published this year. It's part of Classics Illustrated series, so bringing the classics to life for this generation. And it is for a more mature audience, so I wouldn't read this one to little kids. But this is a great story to tell to kids. We like to bring it to life with illustrations. Here's another example published about 3 years ago.
Can you describe the title, or sorry, the cover of this version of A Christmas Carol has a great illustration.
Yeah, so we've
Scrooge.
Got our Scrooge. He's been given this wonderful beak-like nose. It makes him look so sinister. And the illustrator, Brent Helquist, does a great job of mixing cool colors and warm colors just to set the tone of the sadder times of his miserable life and then the warmer memories that he has. So this is a lovely picture book.
So lots of different ways to access the original Dickens, A Christmas Carol. What about other famous holiday stories that have lasted throughout the years?
Yeah, well, everyone knows Grinch Who Stole Christmas from 1957, Dr. Seuss's classic story. There's also The Night Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So this is an American poem from about 1923. It's been attributed to Clement Moore. And, of course, this poem helps to define the character of Santa,
yes.
And it helps us to understand what he does on Christmas Eve. Now, if you don't already own a copy of this story and you're going to run out and buy it, just be careful of what edition you buy. This, The Night Before Christmas, has been republished and edited. So some sections, mainly those about smoking his pipe, have been removed from the story, and the images have been removed as well. So they've cleaned up Santa.
This is the medical health officer's version, is it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't address his weight issue, so he's only been partially cleaned up.
Well, there's time for that, isn't there?
That's right. Another popular Christmas story for children is The Polar Express by Chris Van Allsburg.
My kids love this one.
Yeah, in 1985. So this is the story of a little boy who gets to ride a magic train up to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. Santa gives him a present. It's a bell from the sleigh. And when he returns home, his mom thinks it's broken, that it doesn't work. But only the young at heart can hear the ringing of the sleigh bells. So that's a really special Christmas classic.
Do you get a sense with some of the new ones, and maybe the Polar Express is one of them, do you get a sense when you first come across them, this one is going to be around for a long time to come?
Yeah, I have a sense of some stories. I am trying to create a classic right now. There's a wonderful new story published for Christmas this year. It's called Pete Saves Christmas, Pete the Cat Saves Christmas. This is a fantastic team. Eric Litwin is the author and James Dean illustrated. Pete is already a well-known character in children's literature. He's had a couple stories written about him. And his message is just so delightful. In a sing-song way, Pete saves the day and he says, "I might be small, but at Christmas we give it our all. We give it our all." So his message is an important Christmas message, and I think it will stand the test of time. We'll be reading that one for a while.
Do you see a common theme going through all of these? When you look at a Christmas Carol relative to other titles?
Mm-hmm. So giving is a common theme. And then its opposite as well, not giving. We see this in the character of Scrooge. He doesn't give. He's cold. He's shut off from the world. But he goes through a transformation and in the end becomes a giver. This archetype, this literary character, we see the giver all throughout Christmas stories. So also acts of kindness is a theme in Christmas, giving the gifts. These acts of kindness often become magical, and this is where the element of Santa comes in, or the giver who comes in this magical way. Also, characters will often wrestle with their Christmas beliefs in Christmas stories. So can we remain young at hearted? Can we continue believing in Santa, in the magic of Christmas? Or adults, can they stay young at heart? As they enter into adulthood, how do they continue to believe in Christmas, in Santa?
That is Sarah Harrison, Children and Family Literacy Librarian at the GVPL's Saanich Centennial Branch. She was speaking to me at the Belfry Theater's B4 Play event.